Do you remember back in August when President Trump tweeted about California wildfires? He said we needed to, quote, tree clear to stop fire from spreading. The Interior Department later echoed this call for more timber harvesting to help ease wildfires. But as the American West deals with mega fires and bad smoke, we wanted to know if that works. So we looked to the Canadian province of British Columbia. It chops down more than 3 times as many trees as all the Western U.S. combined. So we sent Nate Hedgie up there to spend some time with a seasoned fire ecologist. And spoiler alert, logging isn't a silver bullet.
The sun is just a dim red dot. The nearby Canadian Rockies are shrouded in thick wildfire smoke, and Bob Gray knows we probably shouldn't be hiking up a mountain right now.
I have a scratchy throat. Physically, it affects my breathing. I probably shouldn't spend a lot of time in it, although I have over a 30-year career.
A career as a fire ecologist. Gray is a fast hiker with dark wavy hair and a young face, a self-described glass-half-empty kind of guy. A warrior. And as an eerie wind begins to blow, he glances at the rows of charred, teetering dead pines all around us.
Are you a little bit worried about that wind?
Yeah, just a little bit. I don't want to get trapped in here. There's no cell coverage.
This mountain burned last year, and before that, it was harvested, which is an industry word for logging. British Columbia is one of the biggest softwood lumber producers in the world. In fact, many U.S. houses are built using pine trees harvested from these forests. But in recent years, massive, unprecedented wildfires have swept across the province, just like the one that ran through this patch of logged land.
This is an area that was partially harvested, and the fire didn't stop here. It burnt just as hot here as it did in the places that hadn't been harvested.
Gray says traditional logging hasn't really eased wildfires in British Columbia because the industry takes the wrong kind of trees. Well, the trees that are great for lumber. But it's the millions of sickly, dead, and skinny trees that help lay the groundwork for big fire. Those are the ones that overcrowd a forest, dry out during the summer, and then turn into kindling. Gray says many British Columbia timber companies can't squeeze a buck out of all those crappy trees and brush, so they don't harvest them. And that's created a problem.
We kind of gut shot the landscape. I mean, we went out and we cherry-picked the best stands, and we left them full of slash.
That's the woody debris left over from logging.
And then in between the cut blocks, we left just patches of dead trees.
But the British Columbia government says logging can ease wildfires if companies take steps to mitigate wildfire risk, like burning slash after they log. How often that happens depends on who you talk to, but Gray is convinced most companies don't. In a report sent to the BC government last year, Gray and other fire ecologists said logging also decreased forest diversity because companies replanted the same trees over and over. That's contributed to unhealthy, more fire-prone forests. That said, Gray doesn't blame the logging industry for the current crisis in BC. He says climate change, a bark beetle epidemic, and decades of poor forest management are all much bigger drivers. Besides, he says it's not the industry's job to ease wildfire.
They log to make money. They don't log to solve a social problem.
And here's a hard truth. That social problem isn't going away. See, forests need fire like people need sex. Sure, wildfires can be hot and dangerous for us humans, but it's necessary for the health and reproduction of the forest. But over the past century, we've suppressed those fires because more and more people are moving out here and we don't want our homes burned down. Gray says that's created a problem that won't be solved in our lifetime. Sorry. But the mega fires and smoky summers are here to stay.
That's a really hard concept for people to... You mean we can't fix it? No, unfortunately we can't.
As we walk through the charred forest in British Columbia, Gray says if we trim back those skinny weak trees, do more prescribed burns, and drastically reduce carbon emissions now, there's a chance we could eventually ease wildfires for future generations. I test his optimism.
Do you think we're going to do it? Do you think that we'll be able to solve this crisis for our kids and grandkids?
You seriously want me to answer that?
Of course I do.
I really hope that we rise to the occasion and we do what's best for future generations.
That was a good bit of optimism right there. Well, what do you think's going to happen though?
Well, I don't think we're going to get there. I really think that we're greedy. So realistically, no, I don't think we're going to get there.
We can hope.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Cranbrook, British Columbia, Canada.